Anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise is in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Bless his name. To our preachers and deacons, and to all of God's children, I'm glad of many things. Most of all, I'm glad I'm a child of the King. Child of the King. Child of the King. Hallelujah. Did you think about that? Glad I'm a child of the King. Something about the Spirit of God that we fully don't understand. It'll make you do some things. Not tell you, but make you. It'll make you do some things that some folks don't understand. Make you do it. He'll make you clap and you don't realize you're clapping. It'll make you run. It'll make you holler out. It'll make you dance. It's strange. You get to a point where you can't help yourself. You may not never felt like that, but it happened. I wish you feel like that sometimes, but it happened. You can't. And one important thing it'll make you do. It'll make you not be ashamed. Ashamed. If I can holler at the cats and the dogs and the bull and the ball fair, I know I can holler at somebody who wake me up every morning. I ain't trying to make nobody feel bad. All right. You just got to think.
You're right, Pastor.
When Jesus was going in Jerusalem, they were so glad to see him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Some folk got their coats off.
Yeah.
And he was on a donkey. Spread it down. Walk on my coat. Some folks have one little cloak on, but they got some. Some branches and see what you got, give it to the Lord. They were so glad to see him. See, he was the King of Kings. Not just a king, but the King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Whatever you got, give it to him. I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. We can holler at the ball, the basketball, the football, and all other kind of ball. But why, when we come to church, didn't no ball wake me up this morning? Didn't no
Didn't no cats wake me up this morning. I know who woke me up, because so many folk laid down, didn't get up this morning. No, didn't get up this morning. Somebody still laying down right now. Laid down all right last night, but still in the bed. Because we can't get up. He don't got me up. And I can move. Some folks still laying down and can't even move their legs. King is in town. I said the king is in town. I'm not talking about Obama, but I'm talking about another king. The king. The king of kings and the lord of lords. When he in town, everybody ought to get quiet or get loud or whatever they're going to do. I think when he come to town, you ought to do something. Yes, Lord. He. Thank God for our young adult choir. Hey, hey, man, don't start my time now. I haven't started preaching yet. Don't start my time up now. Oh, that's free there. All my time. And start all over, however you're going to be, because I ain't started. I am started. Well, got to give God his free time. Ain't that right for me? Good time. We're still on our series now. Don't know when I'm going to get off. Hallelujah. See, now he woke me to stay there. You all done jumped on me about it. I told you about that. And stay where I got you. It's what they need in these last days. The God who needs nothing from nobody. Number 84. God who needs nothing. God led me to a scripture we have been preaching about it called I'm dealing with God and the devil. And anytime you start dealing with the devil, y'all notice, when I'm dealing with the devil, strange things happen among us sometimes. Devil wants attention. Interrupt, any kind of way he interrupts, he starts doing that. But I'll be a I'll be surprised what may happen, but long as God is in control. As long as he in control. And I find out something else. When you talk about Jesus, you make the devil angry. When you talk about Jesus. Talk about Daniel all day, he'll shake your hand. Talk about Moses, he'll shake your hand. Talk about Paul. But when you say something about Jesus, he tremble. He tremble. Turn your Bibles. Still John 10:9. Noel talked about that on some things. Well, right back at this right here, but different ways. But you got to know your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, you don't know who to fight. Hallelujah. John 10:9. 3:11. I am the door. Jesus doing the talking here. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pastors. God Almighty. He's talking about himself now. He letting you know you got an enemy in the next verse. And if you're having any trouble, it's him. I told you about me, in a sense, but now I'm going to tell you about your enemy. You think you got an enemy in the flesh, but you got one in the spirit. And all the way to heaven, you got to handle them through me, Jesus saying. If you keep your trust in me, we'll take care of them. And then he comes to that 10th verse. The thief. He letting you know he represents a robber.
Right.
He's a thief. He steal. He's a thief. He's the expert. He's the one that created it. All thieves are under him.
All right.
He cometh not but for to steal something. I'm putting something in there now. I know it on there. And to kill and to destroy. What good is he?
All right.
What good is he? Steal, kill, and destroy. What good is a booger like that? You don't want to be around him. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But thank God Jesus still there. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I got some life you don't know nothing about yet. I got life only, not only life, but more. Some stuff you never saw yet. You think you living because you can get around and say, hey, blah, 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 blah. But I got some more stuff you never saw in your life called life. But more abundantly. God Almighty. And then, take your time, Walker. Yes, sir. And then he went on and said, I'm a good shepherd.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Nobody good but God.
Yes,
that's all. Nobody good but God.
Yes,
the Bible said, none good but the Father.
Right. Right.
Jesus went forward and said that. None good but the Father. But I am the good shepherd. I know how to watch over folks. See, I know how to take care of folks. I'm a shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The devil don't give away nothing. But I am the good shepherd. God Almighty. We take the devil lightly. But he's nothing to play with. Always remember, I said he's nothing to play with. Reverend Walker, yes, sir. You tell me, God Almighty, that you are following someone who hates you and planning on to destroy you. And you tell me that you his friend. Here somebody hates you. Here somebody can't stand you. Here somebody wants to kill you. And you tell me you're holding hands with him. God telling us the devil not good for nothing but to destroy you. And you running buddies with him every day, every night. When I was a boy, take your time, Walker. When I was a boy, we had cats. We had cats for purpose. Not so much we had so much of food to feed them. But they eat up rats and mice. Old folk had cats and things around there for mice. And I don't saw myself how a cat play with a rat. The devil play with folks. Well, let me just tell you, I'm just got to tell you, and I know some of you about know, because some of you old like me, and had cats back in them days, and no, they got cats now, but they kiss them on now, but not, but they. But got little ribbons on them, you know, that kind of thing. But the cat, I don't saw cats. I know I got a witness. I don't saw a cat catch a rat. Don't eat them up right now. I don't watch them. Who ever done that? Raise your hand. Oh, I got some country folks in here. I have seen them. And catch a rat. Don't eat them up. Play with it. I mean, play with it. Y'all young folks know about that. I mean, play with it. Because you know after a while, I'm going to eat them up. And after a while, sure enough, when you get too tired of playing with it, he eats him up. The devil the same way. He'll play with your soul. But eventually, he going to destroy you. He play with you. He come to steal. See, no good in him nowhere. Steal, kill, and destroy. No good nowhere in him. The devil don't care about nobody. And you running with the devil? He just playing with you. After a while, he gonna eat you up. Eat you up. He's nothing to play with. Why, Reverend Walker? Because Jesus said he's nothing to play with. Come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. And you running with the devil. He about to be no fool. He know how to hound his folks. God Almighty, he'll use you. You can't get a chance to get rid of you. By the mercy of God, some are still here. When you're running with the devil, you can look for anything to happen to you. When you're running with the devil. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, I found out something about this series I've been on. Number one, his son Jesus, God got me on it. His son Jesus and the devil. He want me to talk about them two. And when you look, is he important? See, we want to hear stories. And that means Jesus preached what I said, preach not before. We want to hear a story with Daniel and I then. That means Daniel got out because we trust God.
All right.
And we get happy because we got out. But we still there. You got to hear what's going on today. And that's what God got me on. I found out a few weeks ago, he want me to stay just where I am. I promise you. This, Lord have mercy. This is the gospel up to date.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, Pastor.
Now find out something else. That we don't want to hear the gospel up to date. We got to, God want us to talk about what's happening right now, because half of us going crazy now. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to think. It's right here in the Bible. Oh, boy. But we don't want to know about what's happening. What's going on? It's happening. What bothers me is this right here. Church folks that go to church don't even know what's happening in the last and evil day. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, always remember the Bible. Everybody say Bible.
The
Bible is the only book that can tell us where we came from, what we are doing, and where we going. No other book you can find on this earth can tell us those three things. The only book, God Almighty, a book that knows the beginning to the ending of all things. It's nothing that God hasn't told us that we see happening. It's going another way. It's going just like he said it's going to go.
All right. Amen.
Oh, and we wonder what's going on. What's happening? We got to bring it again. We got to talk about what's happening right now. Oh, boy. But they don't want to hear what's happening right now, because they know what Jesus is going to say. But we got to do it. Preachers, you got to do it.
Right. Amen.
You're going to always remember this, preachers. You're going to help somebody. You ain't set. God ain't told you you're going to help everybody.
All right.
But when you tell the truth, you're going to help somebody that God already know who you're going to help. Who's going to accept and who's going to turn it down. Your job and my job is just tell them the truth. Oh, boy.
Take your time.
See, to keep friendship with this fella here, I'm not going to preach lies just to keep friendship with him.
Yes. All right.
Go check one of these over here and bless your heart.
Yes,
same thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, they don't preach lies just to stay in friendship with these fellas over here. See, that's what we got to understand.
Yes.
That's when Jesus got on me.
Yes, sir.
Preach what I said. Preach not what folk want to hear.
Yeah, right.
Folk come to church and hear special things.
You're right.
But the real preacher got to preach what God said preach.
You're right.
You just don't understand it.
Right.
You got to know him.
Amen.
Boy, he real.
He's real. Yes, sir. He's real. Thank you.
Just don't understand it.
No.
How he talked to you, you got to know yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lord.
Right.
If there ever was a time that Jesus Church needs help, it's right now. I said, Jesus Church.
That's right.
And we are like we raised and saying, we're not doing
nothing.
Ain't downing nobody. We're not raising no sand for Jesus. Oh. The church in a mess and don't even know it. But we think they raise the sand. I go to church. The devil go to church. I sing in the choir. The devil sing in the choir. I'm in the pulpit. The devil in the pulpit. I'm in the deacon ministry. The devil in the deacon ministry. And all the other ministry. We have got to deal with the devil all the time here. Yeah. No, God got me on it. Because we get crossed up. God Almighty. But God's word is not crossed up. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, always remember, when we leave Jesus, we are leaving our only protection. God Almighty. Protection from what, Reverend Walker? From the devil. When you walk off and leave Jesus, what happened, Reverend Walker? You're facing the devil.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, always remember that now. When you walk off and leave Jesus, you're holding hands with the devil.
Well,
don't fool yourself. You think you're not, but you got the devil hand.
Right.
If you leave Jesus, who has to follow it? Both have come. I have come. The devil have come. Now, who are you following? Who are you holding hand with? When we don't obey the Bible, you let us see who you hold a hand with. We can see somewhere because we see folks. They don't left the word of God. Watch this now. They haven't left the local church, but the word of God. And that's what the world time, they changing everything. They're really changing because the church choir. The church afraid. The church ashamed. That's what's happening now in these last days.
That's right.
And you can't argue with me. I know I'm on target. Some of us gonna throw Jesus out the back door and go get him when we can't pick him up. It don't work with Jesus like that. You love me in the morning or you don't love me. You love me in the noonday or you don't love me. We don't put Jesus down in the morning and pick him up in the evening. If that's the case, you'll never make it back home.
Right.
Jesus tired of laying him aside on certain days and certain nights and go pick him up the next day. God tired of that kind of stuff.
That's right.
If you're going to be for me, be for me. If you're not, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
You'll come out better when you just leave him alone.
That's right.
Some of us try to play Jesus.
You're right.
I let God don't know what's going on. Stop letting the devil make a crank at you. Bless his holy name. Always remember this. Man is no match with the devil alone. I promise you. You can't do nothing with the devil by yourself. The devil make you eat slop and you don't even know you're eating.
That's right.
The devil make you shoot somebody. You don't even realize you did it.
That's right.
You and I can't touch the devil. Without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We no match with it.
Amen.
But we're trying to do things without Jesus. And the devil just using us.
Amen.
Oh, it's good gospel now.
Go ahead.
Old Gabriel said, listen at him. Listen at him, Lord. Good gospel. Got to preach the gospel up to date.
Yeah. Preach it, Pastor.
Won't force to shout. He got Daniel the lion den. He said, why he got Daniel in? Because Daniel was obedient.
Yeah.
Amen. We in the lion den. Can't get nobody to get us out.
All right.
Jail door. Fool. Let Paul them out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But some of us still in there. In the spiritual jail and can't get out. They got out because they love Jesus.
Yeah.
And they preach Jesus.
Yeah. You're right.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? Oh, boy. I'm trying to say, if it ever was a time the church need to wake up. It's right now. They're going to catch up with you. Watch. Time. He winding up. Jesus just about to come back, and folks still playing. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the devil will promise you the whole world just to win your soul. Oh, he even tried it on Jesus. God Almighty. But let me, Paul, I want you to read one, two verses on this one. Let me see, man is no match with the devil alone. Look at Romans 8. I brought that in there last week, but just give me 31 and about 35, one, two, but I'll tell you when to stop. I just need to know. I don't want to miss that. But.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Paul, just stay right there a minute. But lawyer, think about that. This what we, especially preachers, especially the church, years ago, I've been preaching about 40 years now. The Holy Ghost let me stumble years ago, way back there. The Lord let me stumble upon Romans 8.
Show us.
And I stumbled upon Romans 8, where it said, if God be for us,
all right,
who can be against? If God be for you, Jesse, I don't care how I hate you. I can hate you to my guts. But if he for you, I can't be against you.
All right.
In other words, God protect you from me. If you want something to happen to you, he'll let me do it. But if I'm for you, you're going to win regardless of what you go through with. You're going to win.
All right.
Boy, I stumbled upon that boy. I started shouting. That was way back young.
Yes, sir.
That means a preacher can't be afraid to preach the gospel.
All right. Amen.
Can't nothing happen to you except God allow it to happen. Dig ditches, do all you want. Just do all you want to do. But can't nothing happen. If I'm for you, who names something?
All right.
Who can be against you? That been many years ago. Boy, I found out that boy started stepping a little further. Telling folk what thus said the Lord. If you are a scary cat, don't follow Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
God, man, God got this world under his control.
That's right.
He'll make your enemy feed you. You don't even realize he's feeding you. You got to trust in God. You got to trust God. You got to trust. You got to trust God. Church in these last days think we raising sand. No, we're not raising sand. Down to nobody. We lay on thy seal. We don't even want Jesus. And after a while, you're going to see what the government going to do after a while about the name Jesus. Now watch. We there. He got me on it. I can't get off it. I tried one time. He got me. And my brother and sister, just try Jesus. If you try Jesus and put all you got in it, see what he'll do for you. Paul, look at Matthew for me. 4:3-11 verse. Oh, boy.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Lord, if thou be the Son of God, you command. See, Jesus, he could have told him, well, won't you do it? You can do it if you want to. But he was tempting Jesus. See, he was tempting Jesus. The devil tempts every day of our life. If this, if that, wants to do this, if that, ain't no, everything will be all right. He coming all that mess to you. Let me tell y'all something that quick. Hold that way up. Watch the devil. Anything that come in your mind that's not right or that you don't believe it right, see, if you don't know nothing about the Bible, you don't even know who's talking to you.
Right.
That's really good to know the Bible. If something come to your mind said this all right or that's all right, but if you know the Bible, I don't care how sweet it sounds, that's the devil talking to you. You got to know the Word of God. When the devil talking to you and when God talking to you. He lead us away from the Word of God. Because we don't know the scripture. Yes, ma'am. Just like, you know, when you're learning better.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The old folks loved Jesus, but they had a lot of signs.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Has all kind of cat signs and things. And walk across that line. You don't walk on your back. It won't have no bad luck or good luck, all that kind of junk. But we don't learn better now. Ain't no good luck and no bad luck. It's Jesus Christ in control of everything. Ain't no good luck and bad luck. I'm good luck because I'm with Jesus. That's the good luck. If you want to make some luck, that's Jesus is the luck.
That's it. Go ahead.
If he for you, I don't care who hates you. I don't care how many hate you. If he for you, name somebody who can be against you. They can't do but tell lies on you. That's all they can do. And God can stop that when you get ready. Trying to tell Jesus what to do. If I want some bread, I can just get bread. Devil, I don't need you to give me no bread, turn no bread. You don't tell me what to do anyway. See, you got to know that. Keep on. See what you keep on saying.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Notice something very important in there. Very important. Sometimes you got to tell the devil it's written. He knows what's written in him, but he got to obey it. He know that. Even a son of God says what? Written. And the devil got to tremble.
That's right.
Because you know you got to obey the Word of God.
That's right. Yes.
Lord Almighty. Jesus said, but, every word. That's where you got to believe the Bible. Every what?
Word.
Every what? That proceeded out of what? The mouth of God. Jesus is the mouth of God. And if Jesus said it, walk on it, talk on it, live on it, lay on it.
Seven.
Sometimes you got to tell the devil. It's written, buddy. He got to recognize it. Don't be saying, it's written, buddy, it's written.
Speak,
brother. It's
written.
It's written.
He got to recognize because it's what? Written. Because he's knowing God's word. And he got to obey the word. Sometimes when the devil run up on you and get to fussing at you, look him dead in the eye and say, it's written. If God be for me, who can be against me? Read on, Paul.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple.
The highest part of the temple. Set him up there. No, he being obedient because he had to be tested.
Yes.
See, he know what he God.
Yes.
So he going to let the devil make a fool out of the devil. Just making a fool out of the devil.
Yes.
See, the devil knew he was the son of God, but the devil was tempting his flesh.
That's right.
He wasn't about to be no fool now. He knew he was a son, but your flesh get hungry and tired. See, they kind of make people got weak in the flesh.
Yes,
but he knew he was God's son.
Amen.
God himself.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Put him way on the high.
Yes,
way up there, the top, the highest part on the temple. Yes, read on, Paul.
And said unto him,
listen,
if thou be the son of God, cast thyself down,
yeah.
For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
If you allow the devil to run your life, he'll run your life. Y'all see that kind of, you see how he tackled the Son of God, don't you?
Yes, yes,
and knowing that he is God.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes,
knowing he is, if he gonna tackle Jesus, you know good well he tackle us every day, all through the day and the night.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
God Almighty. But Jesus giving us the pattern.
Yes, sir.
Talent is written.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. I don't need you to tell me what to do anyway, devil. I already got my orders. But the flesh get weak. But Jesus was God.
Yeah.
He could do nothing with God. And Jesus laid the pattern for us. Tell us to do some strange thing. Have anybody ever told you, well, you know, y'all go to church all the time, I bet you won't blah, blah, blah. You know, something like that, you know. Go do some crazy thing. Well, you said, well, jump off that thing out there. He said, God will make a way. He'll do something. He'll do all that. And y'all go to church and y'all go, he'll kill you over that ditch over there. You ought to fly over that ditch. If anybody comes with you with your crazy talk like that, look them dead in the eye. Say, it's written.
All right.
Don't tempt God, child.
All right.
I'm a child of God.
There you go.
Think I'm crazy.
Yes.
Trying to prove God, he'll do this, he'll do that. Well, do all y'all know. That's junk to God.
Right.
Don't let folks, that's the devil talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Devil. Folks think the devil dead. Devil not dead.
No.
He alive and well. He talked to us all through the day and wake us up at night.
Amen.
That mess come in your mind, where you think it come from?
Amen.
It ain't coming from God, it coming from the devil.
Boy,
ain't got but 13 more minutes. Come on, y'all got my time straight, ain't you, buddy?
I watch you.
Okay, read on, Paul.
Jesus said unto him, it is written
again,
thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Don't tempt me. How can you tempt God? God Almighty. I cannot be tempted. But he tempts us all the time. All the time. All the time. Every time I want to do good, Paul said, evil is always present. The devil always got something to offer you in the place of what God done told you. He'll tempt you all kind of ways. God of mine. That means you're good to know the Bible. Y'all come to Bible study. Those who ain't coming. See, you got to know the Bible. See, when you know the Bible, you can quote the Bible. And the devil got to recognize the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen, Ben.
He got to do it. Jesus said, what is written? When you say it's written and it's there and quote it, if they don't leave, I give you $5.
I'm going to say five, you know. Because you may not be right yourself, but be right. That's all.
It's written. You tell that devil he's real. The devil is real.
Yeah.
Hold on, my son. Don't tempt. Don't let folk tempt you. That could be the devil tempting you. Read on, Paul.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
Yeah.
And said,
back up.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's still tempting Jesus now. I won't leave because it's impossible back here. See, time you get out of one chest, you go to another.
There you go. All right.
Time you get out of one, you go in another.
Yes, sir. All right. Take your time.
Get out just here come another. He wants you just that bad.
Amen.
Watch this now. And when you come through, don't brag on yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Always give God the glory. Give him the praise. Because we don't match with the devil on our own.
Right.
You can't do nothing with the devil by yourself. But I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I got strength. I got heavenly strength. I got God kind of strength. And when you pick up that kind of strength, the devil got to recognize that strength. Especially when you bring the word of God. God of mine. The devil's showing him all everything. All the kingdom of the world. He'll offer you everything. God Almighty. Sometimes you offer you things and you know it ain't right. I mean, you know it. I know it ain't right. See, I'm talking about myself too. You know it's not right. You know it ain't right, but the devil. How are you going to get it? Huh? I offer you. You going to get them the devil? He may let you have it. But you know he is a devil.
That's right.
He'll make you get it underhand. You know that's not right. That's not God talking to you. That's the devil talking to you.
Right.
When God give you something, he ain't got to hide it. He's just going to hand it to you.
Yeah.
And then when he give it to you, you got a testimony, sir. You get up and I got a testimony. I know what the Lord has done for me. You ain't got to hold your head down to testify for Jesus. If you know he gave it to you, he gave it to me. Oh, ain't no underhand dealing.
Amen.
He come all kind of. He'll offer you, I'm going to give you a big old pretty car. But, watch the butt. I'm going to give you a pretty car, but if.
Yes, sir.
Watch. You got to watch that.
Yes,
then you know it's not God talking to you if you know it's wrong. If it's wrong, then it's just not God. It looks easy.
Yes, sir.
Lord Almighty.
Yes.
You got to know the Bible.
Yes.
Oh,
You know that stripper boy and put it on that scale? He got to move. Because God would. Jesus set an example for us what to do here. Because the devil going to be at you all day long. Even give you nasty dreams and everything. Oh, filthy dreams, everything.
Well,
so filthy you won't tell nobody about them. He come at you all kinds of ways.
Go ahead, Pastor.
He trying to steal your joy. Yeah.
Preach, Reverend. Preach.
Yes, you ain't got nothing to do with your dream.
Yes,
just give us your Lord. Thank you for another night. Yes. Walking over all night long, but what I dreamed about ain't about to do it. He'll give you crazy dreams. And then tell somebody, no, somebody, no. Especially enemies.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Devil give you a dream like God give you a dream.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
If there ain't no right in it, it's the devil. I don't care how sweet it is.
Yes,
I don't care how it seems.
Yeah.
I don't care this or care that. You better watch that.
Yes, sir.
Even your enemy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Pastor.
God ain't gonna tell you to hate your enemy.
All right.
I said, God ain't gonna tell you that. He said, love your
enemy.
Pray for those who despitefully use you. He said, all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. You got to watch the devil. When you don't know no scripture, you'll start hating folks.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I dream.
Yes.
I had a vision. The devil give you visions. You know it's not God. Don't even entertain it. No kind of way. We need to say sometimes, Lord, forgive me for having a dream. Don't let dreams mess you up. Caught him. You too, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul. My time about up anyway.
And said unto him, all these things will I give thee.
Listen now.
If thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Y'all see that? He'll give you all of this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Just for one thing, Paul.
Yes, sir.
For them to bow down.
Yes, sir.
When you bow down,
this
you
is catalog number 1637.
Yes, sir.
Catalog
when you
number
get down on your knees, yes, if you don't say a word, you're still worshiping.
Amen.
Yes,
you bow down to a false god. If, watch this now. If the devil tackle Jesus, you know good and well he tackle us. Caught him, man. Worship me.
Yes,
he started giving you stuff too.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
We put on the Lord. Lord, just blessing me. How did you get it? What God looked like stealing something and giving it to you?
All right. That's right.
What God looked like tricking somebody to give you something?
Right.
God don't have to trick nobody.
That's right.
God can just wake you up, God Almighty, and just tell you what he wants you to do. But when you know the Bible, you know the devil from God. Because somebody give you some. How did he or she give it to you? And then gave you what to do because I gave it to you. If it ain't right, give it back to him. Because you're going to arm some. You got to watch the devil.
That's right, Pastor. You're so right about that. Yes, sir.
He'll come at you all kinds of ways. He'll come at you all kinds of ways. He wants you to worship him. Jesus told us. It's not in 10. John 10 ain't here for nothing. He wants you to know a day over here. If he come tackle me, you ought to know what he's going to do to us.
Amen.
We take it so lightly.
Bless your heart today, Pastor.
Yes.
You've got to tell the devil, get behind me.
All right.
You know you got an enemy, don't worry about him. Put him in the hands of the Lord. Watch this now. I'm serious. Just in my heart. Don't tell God, do nothing no harm to him. Say, Lord, bless him.
That's right.
Don't say nothing but bless him.
That's right.
See, God the one judge that. He knows what to do. Don't you tell God, Lord, get him or get up. You're always picking at me. Now, they picked at Jesus. And if you come after me, you're going to be picked on. If you can't take, you better come after this boy. But when you stand up for Jesus, folks don't lie on you, say ever evil against you. You just got to do what Jesus done. Put him in the hands of the Lord. Don't tell God to do nothing bad to him. Because it's not the God talking to you, it's the devil talking to you. If you somebody treating you wrong, and you know, if I'm mad with you, when you say, Lord, let him get crippled. You can take that from where you want to care, but anyway. Watch this. I'm trying to get you. See, that's not God talking to you. That's the devil talking to you.
That's right.
That's the devil. That's not God. God said, if you come after me, you're going to have some enemies. He told you in the beginning. If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Follow me. Cross means even dying. Follow me. The cross means you're not better be sick. No. You got to catch some hell till you leave.
Amen.
Watch this now. I'm finna close. Always remember who you're dealing with. God know you. He know me. He know how much you can take. He know how much you can take. How much you can take. Watch what he said. I won't put no more on you than you can bear. I know how much you can bear. I ain't going to put that on you. I'm going to put that on him. Because I know how much he can't take that, but I fix him where he can take it. So I ain't gonna put no more on you than you what? Get down!
That's right.
God made all of us, but some of us are a little stronger than others.
Amen.
He said, a strong one about what? The infirmity of the weak.
Amen.
I'm gonna help my brother where he's weak. Don't doubt him, don't kick him down. Oh, boy. I'm finna go, you know. Help man, just walk up, step like this, no going, don't step. But some can't do that.
Right.
I'm just using that in any part of life. He didn't make us the same. But we're supposed to help our what? Brother. Don't be kicking around him. You don't like the way. No, your job, I fix you a little stronger. Pick him up!
Amen.
He crawled and trying to get up there. Pick him up.
Amen.
Don't kick him back. Pick him up.
That's right.
I ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear.
Right.
I know you. I made you. I'm going to say this. I'm about to close, Joe.
You know,
watch this. I'm finna go.
Take your time.
Right, now. Me and his head ain't made of lag, is it? His head kind of round. Mine long black. You know.
Seven.
He didn't make everybody all that. I said, he didn't make everybody all that. I may give you more speed than I gave that one.
Yeah.
On this hand, you can handle this over here, but you can't handle that. I got somebody else to handle that.
All right.
When we get together, we got both of us. We can go on together.
All right.
You got your gift, I got my gift. You use your gift, I use my gift. But don't die nobody else's gift. Let's get together. Somebody give everybody everything.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's
true. We got different gifts.
Yeah.
Now, Terry, he hunts.
Yeah.
I can't hardly shoot. There's nothing more hunting. But I'm got to eat deer, too. Bring me some deer, brother, when the time comes. But all of us what? Eating.
Yes, sir.
I can't even shoot a gun good. But all of us what? Eating.
All right.
He made you just like he wants to make you. Our job is just work on ourselves. But he made us different. And when we get together, and we can get it done. Ain't that right, y'all? Your weakness, well, I got that strong over here. Your strong, I got the weak. So now, if we just get together. Sometimes folks say, well, you got some long ears. Well, tell God I got them. Tell God. God gave them to me. I can hear too, but I got long ears.
That's right.
I made you, Walker, just like I want to make you.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you,
Jesus. Well, my time up, man. Y'all boat wreck quick, I'll go another hour. Hello. I've got to preach.
Preach, Reverend.
Till he called me home.
Right,
and I'm going to tell you the truth. If I got to run, I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I love your soul. I'd rather for you to hit me 1,000 times for God to hit me 1 time. Don't make no enemy with God, boy.
Amen.
The 7-haired sisters in New Orleans can't help you. The hoodoo doctor can't help you.
No,
but when God get behind you, you're in a mess.
Yeah.
I won't go to your house with God behind you, boy. No,
yeah.
Oh, no. He doesn't play with folks. He means business.
Amen.
He's a savior. He come to save folks. If anybody in need, Jesus as your Savior. Right now.
Amen.
Listen at me real good. We get crossed up and you don't have to join New Bethlehem Baptist Church.
Amen.
From the depths of my heart, I ain't trying to jive you no kind of way. Get saved.
Right.
If you're not saved, get saved.
Amen. Amen.
Because the devil don't care nothing about you.
Amen.
You let him lead you, but he doesn't care nothing about you. He kind of damn your soul. Sometimes, watch us. Now, watch the devil. Well, you ought to watch what they say. Yeah, you better watch what folks say. See, you already lost. See, and then watch what they say. Yeah, you got to be very careful. Yeah, you got to be very careful. But when you preach out the Bible and preach Jesus Christ, that's the true gospel. He had it so simple where folks can be saved. I'm not through the thing. I'm finished. He got to have it so simple. If you go to hell, you'll go because you want to go. Because
yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's so, your pride. See, the devil put pride in you. He'll put it in you. Too proud. But, buddy, when his doctor said, walk away from your bed, said, that's it. You look to Jesus, but he may not get you back then. Because you don't waste your time. If you die without Jesus, where you think you're going? Stop fooling yourself. And when God have it so simple, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shall be saved. Get saved, you have to be a member of this church. Just go where they talking about Jesus. If they're not talking about Jesus, you're in the wrong church. I don't care how packed it is.
Yes, sir.
It's a false church if you're not talking about Jesus. It's just that simple. Believe in your heart and just simply confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible says, thou shall be saved. Nicodemus, you can be saved. He was a big time joke, but you can be saved. If you believe on me, you can be saved. Same way about you and I. We believe on Jesus. Would there be one? Let us all stand.
Amen.
Would there be one? Want to give your life to Christ. Ask your personal Savior. You may come. We want you, everybody in here saved, want you saved, not to be a member of this church. If you want to be a member, well and good. No doors of the church no more. What we call open the doors of the church. Revivals. We don't cut out all that stuff now. These the last days. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? I'm saying it again. You don't have to be a member here. You don't have to be a member. We want you saved. If you want to come by Christian Experience, we're glad to have you. We want you, God, no, that's my desire, is you being saved. But just go where they're talking about Jesus. If they're not talking about Jesus, you're in a devil church. You tell them Reverend Walker said it. It's a devil church if they're not talking about Jesus. If they're not exalting his name, it's a devil church. I don't care how he show out, I don't care all that mess, but if they're not talking about Jesus, it's a devil church. He got churches just like Jesus have churches. Will there be another? We finna go. Y'all about tired of sitting there. Anyway, this man. Let the church say amen. Say. Will there be another? Hey. Oh, say. Say it one more time. I want everybody to sing with me. Hey, let the church say amen. Oh, let the church oh, say amen. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Read the secretary.
Pastor Walker, we have two candidates for baptism.
Say amen. Yeah. Let the church hear say amen. Hey. Lord. I gotta say it again, y'all. Souls being saved. That's all we count.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let your church say amen. Hey, let your church hey, say amen. Hey, Lord. Read the secretary.
We have Mr. Nicholas Russell and Mr. Donrell Hill.
Hello. Mr. Russell, how you doing, brother? This you, right?
This my son.
Okay, which one of them? Now, you want to come and give your life to Christ?
Yes.
Okay, I know.
The two gentlemen.
Two gentlemen, okay. I didn't want to put them together, that's all. Hallelujah. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it down in your heart?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I believe. He died for my sin.
He died for my sin.
But he didn't stay dead. He got up.
With all power.
In his hand. Say, I'm giving my life. To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior.
To be my personal Savior.
Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life.
For saving my life.
Say, I'm saved. I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. Yeah! Tell her you're saved. Just tell her you're saved. Just tell her, say, I'm saved. Yeah! And when you get home, you tell somebody else you're saved. Yeah? See, the more you talk about it, the more it takes root down in your heart. Hallelujah! Name again?
Mr. Darrell
Hill. Brother Hill. How you doing, Brother Hill? Let me hold your hand a minute. Hallelujah. You done heard about Jesus before, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you believe it down in your heart?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say, I believe
that
Jesus Christ
is
the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.